Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Demo Doll. So please, find a comfortable spot. A spot where you will go undisturbed. A spot where you can relax. Lie back, arms to your sides, legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. Focus on the spot directly above your forehead. I want you to focus without allowing your eyes to wander, without allowing your eyes to blink. And as you keep staring at the spot, I want you to feel a sense of heaviness. Focusing on the spot, you can feel your eyelids getting very, very heavy. Heavier and heavier. You can feel the pull of your lids. You can feel the need, the want, to blink. I know you want to. It's okay. Go ahead. Blink. Let your eyes blink. And the blinks become slower and bigger. Eyelids heavier and heavier. It feels so good to let go. Going deeper and deeper into a state of relaxation. The count of three, you will gently control the closing of your lids. And at this point, you're going to notice that you want to close your eyelids because they are so very, very tired and heavy. Precisely at the count of three, you will close your lids. You will close your heavy, tired eyelids. Because you really, really want to. Number one, closing your eyes. Number two, they are becoming tightly closed. Number three, so tightly closed now, you don't want to open them. Your eyelids heavy, as though someone has placed sandbags on the tops of your eyelids, keeping them stuck together. So tightly closed. Your entire body beginning to release all tension, all stress, all strain. I want you to imagine your entire body from head to your toes becoming very, very relaxed. Focus all your muscles in the toes of both your feet. Imagine this warm, relaxing feeling spreading, surrounding the muscles of the toes of both feet, moving and spreading to the backs of both feet, to your heels and ankles. Now imagine this warm, relaxing feeling moving up your calf muscles of both legs, up to the kneecap, and to the thigh muscles, meeting at the hip bone. So warm, so relaxed. Everything in its path releases. And that warm, relaxing feeling moves up through your hips, flowing and spreading into your waist, from belly button to spine. You feel the warm, wonderful flow of relaxation. Saturates your organs, your muscles, your veins. You can feel your body grow heavier as it flows, as it spreads, as it inches its way up, rib by rib by rib. Spreading and flowing the warm relaxation. You can feel the flow as it moves up your chest and pours into your lungs. You can feel it with each and every breath you take in. You breathe in the warmth. You breathe in the peace. You breathe in the light. And you exhale all tension, all the stress and strain of your life, all exhaled away. And you can feel the flow of bliss as it overflows from your lungs into your heart. And with each and every beat of your heart, you can feel the bliss make a path, cleanse your veins, surging through you, the wonderful, serene feeling, beautiful, at peace. And as the warmth, as the bliss, as the relaxation fills your chest and spills into your arms, you can feel your arms grow heavy with relaxation, inching its way down your biceps, You can feel the thorough cleansing of the warm white light flowing, spreading down, flowing through your elbows, filling your forearms. Such peace as it flows down through your wrists into your hands. You can feel the wonderful warmth envelop you all the way to the very tip tops of your fingers. You may even feel a tingling sensation. It's all gold. Embrace the flow, the feel. And as your body fills with the warmth, with the light, you can feel the spread from shoulder to shoulder working its way up, up the muscles of your neck, wrapping around from front to back, every muscle releases. Your throat may even be a little dry. It's okay. Swallow and go deeper. And deeper, as your body grows ever heavier, you feel the spread creeping up, spreading across your chin and jawline, relaxing the little muscles in your face. Feel the warmth spread across your lips. Your cheeks, the bridge of your nose, all your facial muscles letting go as it spreads, as it flows, as the peace and bliss spread across your eyelids to your eyebrows, spreading across your forehead, erasing every worry line, every wrinkle, as your body releases. And the flow of bliss and peace extend up to the very tip top of your scalp, from head to toe, swallowed by the serene, comfortable relaxation. And you are free to let go. Mind and body drifting as everything around you becomes unimportant. But the sound of my voice, for where I lead, you are safe to follow. And you feel me and feel that need to follow your bliss and Candace is bliss. My voice will guide you. So follow me. Follow me. Follow me through the doorway. See the bright light, white, and follow me as we walk. Walk through the doorway. Walk in to my favorite sex shop. See the shiny counters. See the videos that line the wall. The dirty, dirty magazines. The display cases full of toys. Follow me. You can smell the musty odor of cheap cologne mixed with the semen-stained carpet. Keep following me. Follow me back. Follow me through the brightly lit show to the back. Follow to where booths lined up are merely curtains and the sounds of sex permeate the air. Stop now. Look. Look to your left. Look at the demo doll in the display case under glass. She looks like a real girl. That lifelike skin, her peaceful face, her hair shiny, her eyes pretty and sparkle as though she can see you. Her mouth permanently open, perpetually ready, so inviting. She looks hungry, dressed in that pretty chiffon baby doll. You can see her pink nipples popping through that sheer silky material. So sexy. Even her pretty plastic pussy has real hair. A swollen clit. And a nice big opening. Motorized, this doll knows how to suck, how to grind, wiggle, vibrate, and moan. Expensive sex doll. And this is the demo doll. Go ahead, touch her. Reach out your hand for hers and touch her. Fingertips pressed, feel the pull of the demo doll pulling you in. Sucking you in. Your mind, your body, being sucked into the demo doll. becoming one with the demigod. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Submit to the power. Feel the pull. And let go. Open your eyes now. See as the demo doll. See. Feel as the demo doll feels. Under glass, looking out, you see the stars. You see the shiny counters, the videos that line the walls, the dirty magazines and display cases. But now you see it through glass, and the sounds of sex coming from the booths behind you are now muffled, hard to hear. But you still hear, don't you, Sister? Don't worry. You're not any old sex doll. You're a silicone sex doll. An inanimate object used as I see fit, filling your holes. You are the sex shop tester. Your skin made of gel to firm. It's soft and fleshy, molded in the form of a true woman. You are complete with flexible joints, allowing men to position in a variety of positions. For display, you enjoy, or for sexual fuck acts. You are. Look at the men that mull around the videos. You can't see them clearly under glass, but you can tell they're looking at you, trying to sneak peeks from the corner of their eyes. Inching closer to you, so many mulling around. So many, you see how they look at you like hungry, cum dumping giant cocks. Flannel shirts and dirty jeans. Businessmen on lunch, dressed in their suits and ties. Dirty, disheveled bikers.
Your ass.
And hard, horny college boys. And they're all circling around you. You know they want to get their grubby mitts on a fuck doll as soon as possible. One man inching his way closer to you now. You can see him clearer as he presses his face and hand to the glass. Even a sex doll like you can feel the lust through the glass. So strong. His hand stretched across the glass as though he were reaching out to grab your pretty little titty. From behind, another man approaches the glass. It is the sex shop owner. He has the keys. He's unlocking your case. You can hear the keys jingle as the case opens. You want to scream, wait, wait, I'm in here. I'm in here.
But you have no voice, Samira. The only sounds you make are those your gem light bot has been programmed with. The horny man reaches into the opened glass and grabs you by your tiny little doll waist, pulling you from the safe altar you were perched in. As he holds you close, looking for a suitable room, you can feel his hard cock throbbing against you. Walking into the back, to the curtain booths, you see the dozens of dolls hanging from the walls by metal hooks in the back of their necks, staring blankly at each other, with their mouths agape. Taken aback by how realistic they are, aren't you? Because you know you are one of them. You can hear the sex shop owner say, "Here you go," as he straightens your frilly little frock, fusses with your hair, takes an admiring step back, and tells your penetrator to go nuts. And he leaves the two of you alone to your private little stall. Your penetrator lays you on your back, gives your titty a little squeeze. Your skin responds to a squeeze like a healthy Midwestern girl. You see his crooked smile as he begins to take off his pants, his cock already erect and throbbing through his underwear. He reaches up and scoops out nice, big, nasty glob of Vaseline with his fingers. And then mechanically, he slides it in and out. In and out, lubing up the pretty sex doll's pussy. At first you want to struggle. The words, no, no,
no,
no, run through your mind. But the feel of cool gel and the friction of the warmth of his fingers fucking your realistic pussy feels shockingly exquisite. Something you hadn't anticipated. He pops out a boob from your baby dump, breathing on your perky orbs, taking one in each hand, and he moans. And it feels so good. So wonderful. If only you could close your eyes and just feel. But you can't. You're forced to watch as he squeezes your real woman C-cup boobs. Because your boobs feel more natural than fake sets on real people. Yes, he loves molesting your body. Positioning your body. Slowly, he moves his hands back between your legs, slipping his fingers back into your pussy. Super snug. It feels so real. You can tell he likes it. You can feel his breath grow faster, faster as he begins to moan, quickly sliding down his underwear. He scrambles to slide his cock between your legs. Penetrating your fleshy pussy, he begins humping and pumping and thumping. You feel his balls smashing against your ass as his cock plunges ever deeper and deeper. With each thrust, the initial pleasure of your tight, doll-like pussy only made his cock harder. When the motorized unit inside you began to moan. Moan. Manipulating your legs into a few nasty girl positions. He holds your helpless limbs wide. As spread eagle as you can. Pumping harder. Harder and harder, encouraged by the moaning from your lips. And the moan growing louder as it feels better, doesn't it? Pretty little sex doll getting pumped. The moaning coming from your pretty lips. He stops. He tells you he remembered the FAQ. The fact page. It boasted of your special suction effect and your ability to induce intense orgasms. He's eager to experience that himself. The effect purportedly strongest upon oral entry. A sex doll with a sucking cooter. A sucking mouth that vibrates. He hesitates for a moment. But your teeth are made of soft silicone like the rest of you. And he eases that fat piece of meat, that sloppy, wet cock, slowly into your mouth. You feel the rounded mushroom head sliding in. The long shaft behind it as he buries his cock deep down your throat. Humping and pumping, you can feel his hands on the back of your head forcing you down. You feel the mushrooms slamming against the back of your throat. You can't gag. You can't swallow. Your mouth permanently open. You want to suck. The vibration in your head triggers the suckling. Your mouth begins to move in the sucking motion. And now the moans you hear are from him. Moaning and groaning, you can feel his balls growing tighter and tighter as they hit your chin. Yes, you love it, want it. The sucking reflex is going crazy. You feel it harder and harder. He hammers at you, his body grinding, thrusting. You can feel the cum swelling within his engorged dick. You know he's going to spray. Dump. He's going to dump his love in your eager, hungry, mechanical mouth. He's going to dump it. Here it comes. You can feel it. And your body vibrating and moaning and enjoying, yes, the fuck toy you are. You want to be. You can feel the pre-cum oozing into your suckly mouth. He's getting ready to explode. You're getting ready to come. The sex doll you are becoming alive. When you taste his seed, he comes. You come. Come and suck. Let the pleasure transcend. Suck. Come. Come. Make the fuck toy your life. For every orgasm you have, you're going to feel the fuck doll come alive. For you are a fuck toy, a cum dump. And every time someone dumps a load down your open, hungry mouth, it's going to feel good.
Your ass.
You're going to crave it. Need it. Like the air you breathe. To be used as a fuck toy. Cum dump. To be the demo. Sex doll. Your ultimate desire. Your deepest, darkest secret. That longs to be experienced. Again. And again. And again. The image becomes prominent in your mind. The demo sex doll. Your ultimate goal. Fantasizing about it. About the experience. Over and over again. Reinforcing your need to spread your holes. To open wide like the sex toy you are. To take in cock after cock. Whether you've wanted it before or not. The demo sex doll is your new goal. Just like her.
You pray your man.
Open. Eager. And ready. So take in a nice, deep breath as this image freezes in your mind. As the pleasure associated with this image freezes in your mind. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And as I do, the image of the sex doll, the image of the true you, will fade. And the darkness will take over. The image will fade away into your subconscious mind, hidden away in the darkness like the desire that burns within you. You'll always feel it. It will always be here. When I say 5, you will keep your eyes closed, but you will breathe in deep. You'll feel you need to sleep. Whether it be a nap or a full night's rest, when you awaken, you will awaken refreshed and relaxed. 1, pulling you up now. 2, higher and higher coming up. Then out to the darkness, swallowing the dark. three, relaxed and refreshed, you're ready to drift. Four, feeling pleasure. And five, breathe in a deep, cleansing breath and release. In a moment, I'm going to have you open your eyes. And when you do, you're going to feel groggy, tired, and you're going to feel the need for sleep. And that's okay. When you awaken, you will be refreshed and relaxed. And we'll be looking forward to taking this journey again and again and again.